Little Lego Loki, Wizard Rock, and more stories from the Blibbering Humdingers, Hawthorne and Holly, and yours truly. I am Mark Gunn, and this is Pub Songs and Stories, show number 261.
Is there for honest poverty that hangs his head and all that? The coward slave.
Welcome to Pub Songs and Stories. That was A Man's a Man for All That. It's from my album Scottish Songs of Drinking and Rebellion. And I am Mark Gunn. This is the audio liner notes for the songs I record and play. The show is brought to you by my Gunrunners on Patreon. If you enjoy this podcast and my music, please join the club. You'll get like 4 to 10 new things every month on Patreon. That includes bonus podcasts, downloadable songs, printed sheet music, blogs, stories from the road, access to my Coffee with the Kelp Father concerts, and you can save on my live evening concerts as well. So sign up for as little as $5 per month and you can save 15% with an annual membership. Thanks to my newest Gunrunners on Patreon, Rich C and Janice G. Thanks, Mom. Upcoming shows. December 10th, I'm going to be at Pontoon Brewing in Sandy Springs, Georgia. I'm looking forward to being back there. That's from 2 to 5 p.m. Come join me. And December 17th, I'll be at Three Taverns Craft Brewery, and they're releasing their Helm's Deep beer. That's also in Decatur. And that's at, I'll be starting it off at 12:30. Actually, 12:30 to 3 I'm playing, and then I'm driving off to Birmingham. I said, I'd love to play the show, but I have to be in Birmingham that evening. So I have a concert there, private concert then. So come join me for those events. And June 3rd through 10th is the Celtic Invasion Vacations in County Mayo, Ireland. If you want to travel with me. What's new? Well, first off, I am changing the name of the podcast again, but not much this time. Look for the name Atlanta Pub Songs and Stories with Mark Gunn. That's going to be the new name, or maybe just Atlanta Pub Songs and Stories, but that's going to be the new name in 2023. The reason for the change, I'm not really changing much of the content, but you'll see that name when it comes out next year, but the content is pretty much the same. This is still the audio liner notes for my music. I'm going to talk about the songs that I record, and that I write. But I want to add a little bit more content where I talk and promote things that I love here in Atlanta. And that will include talking about the breweries, conventions, and festivals that I perform at. I'll also talk about things I find and love in the Atlanta area, so I hope you'll stick around for that. I actually, part of the reason I've been wanting to do this is because I went to Multiverse, and I did this podcast meetup, and there's all these podcasters here in Atlanta, and I wanted a reason to chat with them, in part. But I also wanted a reason to talk about the beers that I'm enjoying at different breweries. And so that's my ultimate goal. So I'm going to be, I think I'm going to do something about Helm's Deep when I do the Three Taverns show on the 17th. And I'm just trying to plan ahead. So stay tuned for all that. Second, you can download all of my songs in this show. Just send me an email to pubsong@keltfather.net. You'll get an autoresponder where you subscribe to the podcast, and you'll get a special link to download all of the songs in the show. This is something I'm trying to find a new way to get my music out there and share the love. So every month I'm going to have a new EP of the month that you can download when you send an email to pubsong@keltfather.net. The album currently is populated by all the tracks from, I think, the last episode, plus the one here. And I think I might have another one, like my Blink song might be in here as well. I'm not sure. But if you want that album, that EP, you can send an email. Again, pubsong@keltfather.net. You can also talk to me on Mastodon. I signed up for a new social media account on Mastodon, and while I'm still not a fan of social media, signing up to Mastodon reminded me about why I signed up and even enjoyed social media way back when. And I'm talking about, you know, I still think it was like 2009 or 8 that I was bashing social media. So it was a long time ago. But all of a sudden, I was reminded about it because the feeds are not, there's no algorithm created by Facebook or Twitter or whatever that says this is who you're going to get to hear. And so, like, if you respond to one person, all of a sudden you get flooded with their comments and such. There's a limited number. I like the randomness. I love discovering new things. It's one of the reasons why I still do the Irish and Celtic Music podcast, and I share all this new Celtic music because I love discovering new things. And Mastodon has allowed me to do that a little bit more. So I'm really excited to be on there. It's still fairly new, but you can find me at Keltfather on Mastodon. I don't know how all this stuff works. It's a little tricky, but go check it out if you're interested in checking me out on Mastodon. All right, it's time for stories from Conjuration. I returned to Conjuration once again this year in 2022. It was like a month ago. And once again, I recorded a live episode of this podcast. But instead of doing it what I did last year I did, you might have heard that in the summer, but I did a whole bunch. I told like my story in song. And this time I wanted to include other people. Much like I said, I wanted changing the name to the show, Atlanta Pub Songs and Stories. This time I wanted to have like the other bands. And so the Blibbering Humdingers were there. Hawthorne and Holly were there. And so I asked them both to tell some stories about some of the songs that they have written. And we had a great time. Before the show started, though, I did a song, Blink, which I was really excited to share because Inara sang with me. So it was a last minute thing, and she and I haven't really worked out an arrangement, something that she and I need to work on in the future, as you'll hear, but trying to figure out when people sing. So originally I wanted her to sing the chorus, but I told her really fast. I didn't explain what I wanted. So instead, you can hear her singing Blink, Blink, and not till the last chorus that she starts singing the whole thing after I prompt her. But it was really cool, nevertheless, to sing it with her then, and I did it the following weekend, another show later on. So it was so much fun. I hope you enjoyed this recording from Conjuration with the Blimbering Humdingers and Hawthorne and Holly. We're going to wizard rock it out. I'll be back in a little bit. Welcome to Pub Songs and Stories. This is the audio liner notes for normally the songs I play, but today we have some special guests. We have the Blibbering Humdingers and Hawthorne and Holly. And so we're going to do this a little round robin, telling stories about songs and then singing the songs so that we can, you know, have learn a little bit more about the songs. And I think it helps you to better understand and better appreciate different songs. I'm going to start with a song that I wrote for the In the Verse podcast, a song called Blink. So Blink, it was a song that was inspired by the episode Blink from Doctor Who. Now, if you remember the episode, there was the weeping angels in the episode. And one of the great lines is Doctor Who saying, you know, don't blink. You know, just don't blink. Because the thing about the weeping angels is that when the weeping angels touch you, they don't just kill you. How it's normally described. It's like, instead, they toss you back into time. It's a sort of a temporal death. And you still get to live your life, but all the memories, all the dreams, all the hopes, the exciting things that you had there in the future that you would have had, they're all gone. Which is like, it's a great way of looking at missing out on life. You know, what are we, I have kids, of course, you know, my daughter's, Kenzie is 12, my daughter Nara is, she's 7, and how many times have I sat there with my phone staring at it and saying, oh, you're doing something cool, oh, damn it, I miss, you know, and it's one of those things, you know, you can miss out on things, and so I wanted to write a song inspired by missing out. Now, as I like to say, I usually write songs, it's not just going to be it's not just a song about what the episode. I want to write a song that's about life, and again, a life of missing out. Okay, now I'm in trouble, because can I have one of those microphones right here? Kenara, can you sing backup for me for Blink? Just oh wait, can she use this microphone? That's number two. Okay, so we're just in the chorus. Okay, you got that? Just in the chorus, but yeah, you're right there. All right, we got that? Okay, she's in two. All right, let's try this again. This is Inara.
I love old things. They make me feel sad. I had when I met you, I could not close my eyes. I couldn't even blink unless you disappeared into time. I
Inara, take a bow.
You can step down off the stage now.
All right. So I didn't say this, but we are live at Conjuration 2022. I did the podcast last year, and I published it this past summer, and now we're back, and we get to do another one. So this time, I'm going to bring up the Blibbering Humdingers. The Blibbering Humdingers.
You're going to make me cry. Oh.
Yes. I mean, I'm so sorry.
Every parent in the crowd is just like,
I know, we do that. You have kids that are growing up, too.
And we have a kid who's joined us, too, tonight.
Oh,
our child is playing drums with us, too.
So we got another family, so actually ripping in people's heart out, and then...
Yeah.
If you need a moment, to... anyone got a Kleenex?
That's all right.
All right, so the Blibbering Humdingers, where are y'all out of? Where are y'all out of again?
We live near Raleigh.
And can you tell me a little bit about yourselves and your music and such?
Well, we started off doing the nerd stuff with Harry Potter.
We actually started doing music in the SCA, like doing bardic stuff back in the late 80s, early 90s. That's actually how we met. And we sang around campfires for, 15 years or so. And then early 2000s, about 2007, when the Harry Potter books were becoming mega popular and the Wizard Rock movement began, we decided, well, let's do a Wizard Rock band and write stuff about the Harry Potters and all that sort of thing. That's how we met Hawthorne and Holly and someone started coming to conventions and that sort of thing. And over the years, we've drifted away from Harry Potter and are doing other fandoms, songs about other stuff, too.
Fantastic.
You want me on the other side?
Yeah, because you're going to smack me in the face with your guitar.
I'm in this side. Well, okay, I will let y'all take it and tell your story.
All right. Well, so this song, we went to a lot of Harry Potter conventions with our Potter songs, and then we started going to playing more sci-fi fantasy conventions. So we tried to start writing more songs for a broader audience who might not just be into Harry Potter. So this one is actually, I really liked the character of Loki in the Marvel movies, and I was trying to write a song about him, because he's a delicious character. And I was sitting at my kitchen table trying to write this song, and I have a Lego figure of Loki that was sitting on my kitchen windowsill. And you know how sometimes authors say that their characters talk to them? Well, so my little Lego figure was talking to me, and I'm like writing the song about Loki. He goes, "It's not about that, Loki, it's about me." And I'm like, that's really weird, but okay. So it's a really weird kind of song, and it's also part of the chorus is, "I'm so lucky in love with my little Lego Loki." And around that time, too, Hiddleston was on all of the talk shows, and everyone was singing this song about, "I'm up all night to get Loki," and since that was "I'm up all night to get lucky," I combined those things, and I even researched what Lego is made of. So there's research in this song. You got to do what you got to do, man.
Give it a go.
We normally have a bass player, which we don't have one with us, and we didn't want to make somebody learn it. Seconds
just
before
like
we
that.
Made it.
And Aiden is also playing on a live acoustic drum kit here. He usually only plays on an electronic kit, so this will be interesting and fun for him.
Yeah.
So,
here we
two,
go.
2, 3, 4.
I'll sing the bass line. An ant may have no quarrel with a sneaker or a boot, but my little Lego Loki, he won't win in that dispute. He is impish and adorable, an enigmatic brute, glorious and dashing in his green and gold jumpsuit. Giant tiny antlers on his helmet look so cute, adorable and sly, crafty god of ill repute. I love to live it up with my little Lego Loki. He sits there in my cup plastic polymer that's plastic, not viscose. He'll subjugate the humans with great power, he's engrossed. I am Loki, Prince of Asgard. You will kneel to me. I hold him in my hand as I strive to keep him close. And mischievous, always quick with a riposte. Best of all, when we share meat, I'm the one who gets the most. I love to live it up with my little Lego Loki. He sits here in my cup. He's my little Lego Loki.
I'm so lucky, so lucky in love with my little Lego Loki.
Dad said that you should be concerned. He's an impish genius trickster in a role he didn't earn. Though your friendship and affection he will outwardly just spurn. For love and true affection, Loki secretly does yearn. Said he was born to be a king, asked for one thing in return. We will share the front row seat as we watch the world burn. I'd love to live it up with my little Lego Loki. He sits here in my cup. He's my little Lego Loki. I'm so lucky, so lucky in love with my little Lego Loki. My little Lego Loki. My little Lego Loki.
I am burdened with glorious plastic. Purpose.
My little Lego Loki.
Sorry, my throat's about dead. I had laryngitis this morning, so I'm doing the best I can.
The Blibbering Humdingers! All right, next up we have Hawthorne and Holly. Another wizard rock band, which is really appropriate because conjuration is, you know, Harry Potter convention. Wizarding, yes, technically speaking, it's a wizarding convention, but, you know, wizard, yes, so wizard rock works. Yeah, great, great. Can y'all tell me a little bit about Hawthorne and Holly, how y'all got started?
Sure, so we all attended college together, and, well, not all of us, three of us did, the original three. Started college together, and we started reading Harry Potter at that time.
I didn't want to read Harry Potter because everybody was reading Harry Potter.
Christy said, and I quote,
"I don't want to be a poser.
Harry Potter. I don't want to be a poser."
That was me.
Yeah. So finally, I convinced her to read it, and then I got a phone call one day, and she said, "I found this thing called Wizard Rock. I started a band, and you're in it." So I said, "Okay, what are we doing?" And she said, "We're going to sing songs about Harry Potter." And that is how we started.
But to be fair, we'd been singing songs together since 2000.
Yeah, we've sang together a long time.
Yes.
We were in choirs.
And I had a pop punk band called Venus Girl Trap. We were on, what was it, mp3.com? Like,
way back.
Way back. Yes. And so, yeah, they kind of got roped into it, and they're glad now.
Yeah.
All right, well, take it away. Yeah, share your story here.
Which one are we doing first?
Love Will Get Us There.
Okay, so this first song is called Love Will Get Us There. And there was a compilation about, it's called To Write Love on Her Arms. And it's for women who cut themselves and have suicidal ideation. So we wrote this song.
It just tugged on my heartstrings.
Right.
And I needed to find a way to help. So.
And then it sort of evolved. There's a part in it. It's about the golden trio, you know, Harry and Hermione and Ron. But then it sort of ended up being about me and Christy and Eddie. So it, anyway. So that's this song.
So this is Love Will Get Us There.
Thank you.
faced it without my mates. Sometimes taken granted for, but what of these internal scars torturing our minds? We're searching for all the answers. We've gotta let love be our guide. When all seems lost and all I wanna do is give up, she reminds me, don't forget what was sacrificed. Love will get us there. Everything isn't black and white. Love will get us there. And when the world is crashing down and there seems to be no end, oh, friends will help us up again, and love will get us there.
This one, because he wrote it early on in our Wizard Rock career.
Yeah, back around, is this on? Boop, boop. And can we get a little more guitar in this monitor up here? The drummer is having trouble hearing it. Back around 2008, we went to our very first Harry Potter convention. It was called Portus down in Dallas. And back in those days, the Potter fandom was probably like 95% female. And I went to this, and I was just surrounded by estrogen, and love,
and hugs, yeah.
and companionship, and camaraderie, and all that sort of thing, and was really overwhelmed by the experience. And I got home, and I was thinking about, well, A, I was still on an estrogen high, but B, I got thinking about, you know, family and love and all that sort of thing. I was thinking about my own kids. I was thinking about Lily Potter and the sacrifice she made for Harry and all kinds of stuff. And this song kind of burbled out of all of those thoughts.
So actually, one thing about the Harry Potter, tune a little bit more, the Harry Potter conventions is that everyone is, like you said, the love feeling is so, you know, people are like, yeah, every convention is like that. No, like this was, it's like the other Wizard Rockers in the hall are nodding, yeah, that's right. Like, just because these books meant so much before Jo Rowling showed what a horrible person she is, these books meant a huge amount to so many people, and we created our own community around that, and all of the lessons about loving each other and all that kind of stuff we really took to heart. And you just never seen such a group of people who were so full of love. just that.
I look into my children's eyes, think about her sacrifice, and realize that I would do the same. I think about my early years, my childhood dreams and foolish fears. I realize that I would do the same. Christy was all schmoopy faced about it and got me thinking about all those fun times all those years ago. I almost fell apart. Thanks, Christy.
We're going to bring Hawthorne and Holly back up for another song, another story to tell.
Okay, so far everything's been a little heavily emotional. So we're going to go in the opposite direction for this story. It back up a little bit. That's true. Loki was good. One of the best parts of the Harry Potter books was in the seventh book, the final battle in the showdown, and they're in the Great Hall and they're surrounded by a bunch of people and it's amazing and there's this like back and forth, and then in the movie it's just them and a bunch of CGI and it's very frustrating. So I wanted to sort of pay tribute to the proper final battle. How it should have been.
And tell the truth.
So Eddie had written this cool riff, and I said...
And she'd never written a song by
herself. I said, that's good. I think I can do something with that. And so I made Eddie play that on repeat probably 150 times.
Yes.
Because he tried recording it. I said, it's not the same. I need you to play it. And when he was done, he had claw hands. And...
So for an hour, I'm doing something like this. So I'm doing that for an hour straight while they're deciding to write lyrics. I said, can we just record this and play back and listen? No, it's in the moment.
It's not the same.
Like, Leah's furiously writing lyrics.
She's never written a whole, you know, most of the song before. I'm really good at writing the hooks and the choruses. So I'd already had this chorus, and you were like... We just gotta keep going. This is awesome. This is great stuff. Let's keep going. And I was like, don't stop our process. I don't care how we get this song done. Like,
yeah.
Please.
I couldn't believe the lyrics just, Whoa. I heard them. Yeah. I said, this is how the song goes.
Said, yeah. Hey,
I said, now I know
I
how
get
you
it,
do
it. Christy.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And then by this point, so we started out, it was just the three of us.
Yeah.
And then, now we are a full
now
band.
Now we're a full band. And my son sings backup and it's really great.
So we've come a long way, but
long way.
Yeah, but anyway, so that's 100 times, Eddie, and we'll just get this going.
Ready?
Dumbledore, he had a plan. Turns out Snape, he was his man. Now you're calling for my life. There's been a purpose for this strife. I may not be here till the end, but unlike you, I've got my friends. Unlike you, I've got my friends.
Up ahead. Not too much longer, I'll be dead. Scared to go on, but I know. This is how the story ends.
This is how my story ends.
And at the end of the night, I know what I have to do. And I can't even fight, but I've got to follow through.
Don't know how to survive, but I do.
Cross with Dumbledore. Seems like there's more I have in store. Your wand was pointed at my heart, but all that you killed was your part. Now I'm choosing to come back. Look at you, you're such a hack. Look at you, you're such a hack. And at the end of the night, I know what I have to do. And at the end, finally we'll be through with you.
Don't know how to survive, but I do what I have to do. Whoa.
And at the end of the night, finally we'll be through with you. I'm back, you didn't win.
each other. Oh, woo! It's fun.
All right, Hawthorne and Holly. Big round. All right, so before we finish off with y'all, I want to really quickly ask you, where can we find you online?
Oh, right, so we're at hawthorneandholly.com.
And the music, there's music.
There's links to everything. Just go to hawthorneandholly.com, and there's links to everything from there. But we're on iTunes, Google Play, YouTube.
One person at a time. We're on iTunes. We're on Bandcamp. We're on hawthorneandholly.com. We're also on Instagram under Hawthorne and Holly. We're also under Twitter under at Hawthorne Holly. And is that all?
All the things. That's enough.
And the Blibbering Humdingers, tell us a little bit about where we can find you online and where people can get your music.
Yeah, probably the best place to start is blibberinghumdingers.com.
That's
blibbering with two B's. You'll have to autocorrect your phone.
Right, after you type in blibbering and your phone changes it to blithering or blabbering or blubbering, change it back to blibbering. And then you can find us.
Add Blibbering Humdingers to your contacts. It might help.
BlibberingHumdingers.com. We're also on Bandcamp and Spotify.
Yeah, and all those other online places. The usual places.
And also, that's why autocorrect is terrible.
Autocorrect is terrible. That's right, Phoenix. It is.
All right, I'm going to finish up with one final song to close up this thing. But first, another big round of applause for our guest musicians, Blibbering Humdingers and Hawthorne and Holly. Thank you all so much for being a part of the show. I'm going to finish up one final song, and this one is a song I realized I had never told a story of before, or at least on a podcast, which is a song that was not written by me. It was written by my friend Tom Rockwell, a.k.a. Devo Spice. But years ago, I was at the Long Island Convention Icon in New York. And it's the place actually I met Emerald Rose, who basically said, hey, you need to come to Dragon Con. And then 23 years later, we're still performing there. But I loved the band. They were just fantastic. And then they were so generous and helped us get a start. And it was just so amazing. But I was at Icon, just done a show. And someone came up to me after the show, and it was a good comedy show and whatnot, but they said to me, you know that band Emerald Rose? And I was like, yes, I love Emerald Rose. They're fantastic. You know, they helped me get started at this convention, at Dragon Con and whatnot. And they said, you know that song they do, Donald McGillivray? I was like, yeah, have you heard that song? It's like, it's the rockin', they have this rockin' drum beat, you know, it's a clapper, you know, people are really getting into it, and you're like, yeah, it's absolutely brilliant. And then they said, I have three words for you, Doctor of Gallifrey. And I was like, oh yeah. Now, at the time, I didn't have enough Doctor Who lore to be able to write a song, so I went to my friend Tom Rockwell, who I knew was a huge Whovian, who has like everything ever made that's currently available, still available rather. And he came. I said, "Can you write a song?" And so he ended up writing this song. And since it's one of my top ones on Spotify, it's like seems appropriate to finally put it into a story. And it goes like this: Doctor went back in time, confident and clever. Doctor went where he planned, well, hardly ever. Doctor goes off again with his new gal day, strictly platonic, it's Doctor of Gallifrey. He saw the dangers, Doctor of Gallifrey. Don't blink at angels, Doctor of Gallifrey. Dressed like a cricket man and on some celery. Who's your designer? Oh, Doctor of Gallifrey. Jackets colored like toucans. Doctor wears bow ties. He says they're cool, man. Flies a police box. Time lords get in the way. Play your recorder, oh Doctor of Gallifrey. You see the master, Doctor of Gallifrey. Run a bit faster, Doctor of Gallifrey. The honeymoon suite made Amy and Rory's day. Check out his unit, oh Doctor of Gallifrey.
Dolly baby, oh, Doctor of Gallifrey. Take on the Cyberman and be not afraid. And as with Microsoft, avoid the upgrade. They will delete, but possibly something worse, just like the Borg in that other universe. Silence attack again, Doctor of Gallifrey. Daleks are back again, Doctor of Gallifrey. If there's no handicap ramp, they will exterminate, wipe them from time itself. It's Doctor of Gallifrey. Rose is the bad wolf, Susan will keep her wits, Canine's a robot, Perry has big eyes, River's reverse, Captain Jack goes every way. Here's two companions of Doctor of Gallifrey. Martha's a doctor too, Doctor of Gallifrey. Zoe's as smart as you, Doctor of Gallifrey. Jimmy wears your trousers, I think that they are in the way. Please take me with you, oh Doctor of Gallifrey.
Thanks so much. All right, if you want to find out more about all of these things, you can go to pubsong.com where you can subscribe to the podcast. You can also follow the artists and find their music and the albums that they that there was, the songs are from. So you can find and support them even some more. So until then, thank you so much for coming, and sláinte. I hope you enjoyed this show, and this, of course, is the last episode of 2022. Thank you so much for following me this past year and going with all the changes to Pub Songs and Stories, and, you know, I like trying new things, and some of them work, and some of them don't. Though, thus far, I'm really happy with how the show is going, is progressing. It's everything that I want, but that could always change, because I've said that before. Any case, I hope you have a wonderful rest of the year. Have a happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and I look forward to seeing you in 2023. And oh, and thanks for listening to the Pub Songs and Stories. The show is produced by Mark Gunn, edited by Mitchell Peterson, with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. You can subscribe and listen to the regular show wherever you find podcasts. You can also subscribe to my mailing list. You will get regular updates of new music, podcasts, special offers, and you'll get more stories behind several of my most popular songs. I got one for Close Your Eyes coming out next year, so stay tuned for that. And of course, please tell one friend about this podcast. Word of mouth is the absolute best way to support any creative endeavor. Have fun and sing along into the new year at pubsong.com. Sláinte.